He's very, very active in the passing lanes, and you know, good at containing his man, good at chasing his man. He was matched up on Lowry a lot tonight, and you know, he's a big reason why you know, Lowry didn't have the night that he's been averaging. He's been averaging 33 points a game, and you know, he wasn't making shots a lot early in the season because he wasn't playing every night, and it's tough to maintain that game conditioning. But you know, his shot's really going now, and playing really good basketball for us.
Frank, as you know, Toronto had 36 paint points in the first half and
10 in the second.
That's right. Yes. But thanks for stealing the quality of my question. What changed? Why? In what ways exactly did you guys play better or make adjustments?
Well, there was two clips that I thought were glaring on the halftime edit that we show in the locker room that, you know, our bigs didn't honor you know, their responsibilities of protecting the paint. And you know, it started there, and then we caught our guys out because, you know, Jonas was going, you know, in the first half a little bit in the post. But most of their points in the paint came off penetration on the perimeter, you know, and that was the big focal point for us going into the second half. We got to contain better, and you know, the bigs got to protect the rim better than they did in the first half. So we saw a turnaround.
Coach, Vooch, in the second half, he scored 14 straight points for you guys at one point. Just talk about the impact that he had to open the game up for you guys, opening from a close game. Excuse me, to you know, to make the game wide open for you guys.
Yeah, built that lead, and you know, again, you know, both ends impact each other, and you know, Vooch getting going like he did, and giving us a 10, 11 point lead, or whatever it was, it probably helped our paint defense on the other end because they become, you know, they're behind now, they're playing catch up or comeback basketball. We're shooting more threes, and you know, he had a great stretch right there to help us win this game, much like he did in the second quarter last time we played these guys last week.
Like, you've been looking for something to cling to and build on. Can you, these two wins against a good team, a playoff-tested team, can you take this and build some confidence out of it?
Absolutely. You know, we played well in both of these games, and you know, we beat him with DeRozan, and we beat him tonight without. And we got a much-needed home win, and you know, our guys showed a healthy enthusiasm for the game tonight. You know, it's been a tough run for us. And nobody's happy with how we played and what our record looks like. But we're not quitting, and we're not giving in, and we're going to keep competing and trying to stay together and playing for each other and you know, bringing positive energy to the court. You know, that's a choice we have. You know, that we're going to make regardless of what our record looks like. And you know, I thought the spirit of our group was good tonight, and we got to keep it going.
Frank, was the blueprint for this win defense, was that similar to what you envisioned back in July during the offseason, the way this team would win games?
Well, yeah. I mean, we haven't held a team under 40% shooting in I can't remember how long. You know, but my vision was that, you know, we do this on a regular basis. And you know, that's still the plan. You know, we haven't performed at that level yet, but we continue to harp on it. We continue to teach it. We continue to, you know, go through the defensive drill work that we did in practice and in a film session yesterday to try to get it right. And I believe we can do it.